We are beside the St. Lawrence River, Quebec City. The ice is flowing. The canoes are working, the crews are working their way across the ice. And I am talking to Christian Gislain. Okay, Christian. I understand you have someone out there in one of those boats.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend, and I'm waiting for the start, and today the conditions are critical. It's very, very hard. It's going to be very hard for them, and hope the French team is going to do well.
You're going to be talking on the radio.
Oh, they are coming.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's happening? Describe what's happening.
What's happening? Now they are going out of the Bassin-Louis, who is the start, and they are going to go on the Saint-Laurent to go up to the Quai de la Reine, and then they have to cross the Saint-Laurent River to go on the other side in Lévis to put some postal thing to bring back to the finish. And today the conditions are crazy. It's totally crazy today.
Is this dangerous?
Maybe it could be dangerous, because if you fall in the water, because the ice is not very compact today, it's not hard enough to work on it, so you always to hold very hard your boat. If not, you can fall in the water, and that can be dangerous.
How do you prepare and train for this?
We train in France, because we have no river with so much ice in winter, so running, a lot of running and musculation, so bodybuilding, and also a lot of bike during all the year.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. So, Roy, what do you think of the canoe races across the St. Lawrence?
The races across the St. Lawrence, this is just amazing. We have the ice flow going in the opposite directions of the canoes. The contestants are outside of these canoes in this slush, pushing these things through. And in the case, at the moment, we're looking at a canoe is going backwards because the ice has taken it over and the rest of them have passed them by. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. But I ask myself a question. Is where do you think they practice this?
Well, the French team, I was just talking to a member of the French team, and they practice over here. And he said that most of their training is in running and weightlifting and all that kind of thing. They never know how good they are until they get here and actually do it.
So they're out, they're getting in shape. They're doing whatever they need to do so they can. This is quite strenuous. I mean, you must say this is one of the most strenuous things I've ever seen.
I think it's also very dangerous. The member of the French team was telling me that the conditions today are the most critical he's ever seen.
And why is that? Because of the ice movement?
It's because the ice is flowing and there are no definite ice flows. It's all mainly slushy ice moving down, and they just can't seem to get in it or out of it.
Well, it must have been the rain we had earlier, which turned to snow, which turned back to rain again. But it seems that they've broken up into groups now. I don't know if each grouping is another group of teams, and they go on like ABC rotation. What's your take on that?
I don't know, but they're looking for a replacement in the head canoe, so if you're up to it, we'll get you a place out there.
Well, I'd like, that's a very, very generous offer, but I think at this particular point, we should leave it to the experts and not to me.
Okay, this is Bob Fisher talking to Roy Lowy.
We're talking travel, and it's icy and breezy out here.
Talk to you later.